Dear Muslims, I now turn your attention to the big project that Sheikh Abdus Salam promised you 5 years ago. It took a long time to prepare, and it's a project that is important to every Muslim. It is the Islamic Waqf or Endowment Project, and it has been called Awqaf Australia. Waqf in the Arabic language means to hold or keep. In the Sharia, Waqf is the idea of holding an item or asset that can be benefited from for the sake of Allah, and continuously distributing its benefits in the appropriate way while still keeping the original item as the property of Allah, free from private ownership. The first and foremost reason for starting this initiative was to revive the sunnah of waqf in this country, as the Messenger did himself, and after which his companions followed after his death. Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, is reported to have said, there was no companion who was financially able except that he had given something for waqf. Imam Shafi'i, may Allah be pleased with him, said, it has reached me that more than 80 men from the companions from the Ansar gave up something for waqf. The nearness runs from this ummah race throughout its times and lands to establish waqf project in many different avenues of good, many of which still exist today and have had a major impact in the spread of Islam. The second reason we start this initiative is to ensure that there will be righteous good deeds that would continue for the Muslims after his death, especially for those older members of the community from our fathers and mothers. The third reason for this initiative was to ensure that there will be a regular source of good that the community can contribute in this country while protecting the community assets for future generations. Dear brothers and sisters, by the one who is the only true Lord, we will all die eventually. We will leave this world and we will leave everything behind. The prayers, the zakat, the fasting, the hajj and righteous deeds will all stop, and we will stay in our graves for thousands of years, ransomed by our actions. Our children, our brothers, may or may not remember us. They may or may not donate to charity on our behalf. They may forget us like we have forgotten family members. Would any of you like to have a river of good deeds that will continue during your life and after you pass away? Would you like an act that will continue to bring you rewards hundreds of years, and a reason that Allah will raise your levels in Jannah? Contribute now to waqf while you are alive. Contribute a land, a property, a hospital, a store, an apartment, a well, or money for the sake of Allah. 100 years ago, a woman donated a pot for the sake of Allah to be used for any cooking needs. Years passed and the pot found itself in an antique museum. The pot was then purchased by an antique collector for a large sum of money. The money was used to purchase a property and lands. And right now, that land, the man purchased with the money from that pot, generates $100,000 a year. Can you see the blessings of waqf? Keep in mind that the greater the waqf, the greater the reward. Around the clock, the rewards are accumulating for two orphans. What did they give? They donated the very property that Masjid al-Nabawi was established on. Can you imagine the rewards they are receiving while they are in their graves? Once upon a time, a well was purchased and donated by Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu to the Muslim nation. He bought it and he gave it for the sake of Allah. And this well is still being used until today, and it is known as the well of Uthman bin Affan. Can you imagine the rewards involved? And he is in his grave from thousands of years. When the companions understood the reward of waqf, they contributed the most valuable and most beloved of what they earned for the sake of Allah. And the ummah has always been established on this sunnah, the sunnah of endowments, on this path. And the scholars and rulers competed in establishing awqaf in the Islamic states. Today, the value of the Islamic endowment sector is estimated to be worth $1.5 billion worldwide. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, eventually we will all meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the successful one is the one who leaves a trust with Allah. So when he seeks it on the day of judgment, he will find it. In the end, it's all a trust. You leave an endowment with the bank, or you leave an endowment with the King of Kings. Whoever leaves it with the banks will not see it when he passes away. But when he leaves it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not only be returned to him as he gave it to Allah, but it will be increased for him. by Allah, if we truly knew the benefits and the goodness of continuous reward that come from contributing to the endowment in this dunya, we will contribute like the companions did.